This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
I feel like there's a growing consensus of like disenfranchisement when it comes to voting with young people, like people saying like, what's the point of voting? And a lot of older people are kind of shunning young people, saying like, that's an ignorant way to go about it. But I understand why people are saying that, because they're looking at it from a standpoint of that, we've been broke 50 years ago. We've been broke now. We had criminal justice issues 50 years ago. We have criminal justice issues now.
So stay on the broke part. Because see, this is the problem right here. People got to stay on the broke part. Okay. First, when we say we broke, where are most jobs from? They're the private sector. They ain't government. It's the private sector. It's the private sector. But guess what? We actually over-indexed. All right, I'm about to blow y'all away. All right, so here's what happened. Republicans go, less government. That means cut jobs. African Americans over-index on government jobs. When you look at, again, postal workers, that's not the government, but it's actually the government. But school teachers, firefighters, police officers, people who work at City Hall, who work in school districts, who work for county government, state government, federal government, we over-index. So when Republicans take charge and they go cut government, we actually lose jobs. We also, a higher percentage of us, make high five figures and six figures in government jobs. So when you talk about the black middle class, how the black middle class grew, the black middle class grew from 1970 through 2000 because we were working in government, because that's where we were able to get real jobs and be respected. So when people say, man, economics hasn't changed, it's because most of the jobs, when you look at the majority of the jobs, they're in the private sector. And so what happens? So in our media business, okay, BET was sold 22 years ago. In the story in the New York Times, it said Black-owned media gets 1% of all advertising. It's 2024. Guess how much we get? 1%. So guess what? If we are not accessing those dollars, look at private equity, venture capital. You know where that money comes from? Pension funds. Guess who are pension fund workers? Black people, because those are public workers. So pension funds drive investment in Wall Street. So we are arguing with the venture capitals, y'all need to invest more money in black people. We're arguing with private equity when 98% of private equity money is in the hands of white people. So Robert Smith's company, Vista Equity Partners, they are a $100 billion fund. That's the largest one. Even though the data shows that black and minority firms outperform white firms in private equity. So we are frozen out of this economic system. And so how do we now counter it? You got to have policymakers who are using their power to change it. So when I am pushing and driving of the CBC and I'm calling on Senator Chuck Schumer, I just had these congressional hearings with social media companies. The Democrats in the Senate need to bring all those white ad agencies to the table and say, why y'all not spending with black-owned media companies? Why is it still 1%? We have to understand how to use power. We got to understand that, guess what? If we take over the school board, listen to me clearly, we don't even vote in school board elections. You got 9 people on the school board. You get 5 of those people, you now control the next bond. You now control who gets hiring. You now can now make demands when it comes to contracts. In New York State, when Carl McCall was the controller, you know what they did? They actually changed the rules when it came to, oh, no, no, no. Y'all can't come and get pension money from us unless y'all got black partners, unless you're using black law firms, unless you're using black accounting firms. When David Patterson became governor, he changed the rules there. Dramatic increase on blacks being able to tap into the state funds and contracts. So we got to understand the money game and how do we leverage politicians. When I was at TV1, guess who controls the cable contracts? And the city does. The city votes on who has the cable contract. We would go to those cable companies, try to get TV1 on a local system. They would tell us, no, no. So you know what we would do? We would wait until their contract was up. And then we would go to the black city council members. And the black city council members would say, I'm not voting on this cable contract until y'all put TV1 on your system. We leveraged political power to drive economic power.
Well, how do you, so my follow-up, what I was saying with that is like, what's some actionable item that the everyday black person can do to hold politicians accountable? Because voting is one thing, but like you said, if they're not being held accountable.
Voting is the end of one process, the beginning of another. Go ahead.
If there's no super PACs, if there's no pressure put on them, then they're just using our vote to get in office and then right. Just ignoring us. So,
here's what you have to do. When we are organizing people to vote, we got to keep that organization in place. So when it's now time to move on something, the school board, we're still there. We have, so here's the first thing. Stop having protests and you're not collecting data. So you have a protest and 200 people show up, get their name, number, email, social media. So when it's time to now move, you now have a database of people to reach out to say, I need 50 of y'all to show up at the next school board meeting. So that's one. The second thing is you got to join an organization. Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture said, show me anybody black who's been able to achieve something when it came to changing our community. It was not done as an individual. They did it by through a group. So we got to use our group power, which now means that our groups have to stop being focused on bullshit and actually have a real agenda. which is why I challenge sororities and fraternities to do more than just have events where we wear our colors and we're all inward. No, how are we driving things outward? But the third thing is, for everybody who's listening, answer me this question. Do you know who your council member is? No. I don't mean, oh yeah, the black person. No, you can live in somebody else's district. It's black people right now go, yeah, in Houston. Yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee, that's my congresswoman. You live in a whole different zip code.
Yeah.
So the first thing is, know who represents you. Who is your council member? Who is your county commissioner? Who is your state rep? Who is your state senator? Who is your member of Congress? Who is your U.S. congressman? Every state has two United States senators. Know who they are. Know who the district attorney is. So now we know now who I need to talk to. Because when you walk in and look, when the Republicans held up Loretta Lynch being confirmed as attorney general, the black women were protesting. So I said, where the brothers? All these black male groups weren't doing nothing. So I called Pastor Jamal Bryant, Jeff Johnson. So we organized something. We organized 200 men to go to Capitol Hill. But you know what we did? These brothers had never been to Capitol Hill. They came all over. So we rolled up. We said, all right, we're going to visit John Cornyn's office. He's a Texas senator. I'm from Texas. I said, I need everybody from Texas to come to the front of the line. So we walked into the office. We said, hi, we're so-and-so. We are his constituents. When we went to meet with Thad Cochran, Mississippi, we said, Mississippi brothers, come to the front of the line. See, when you're a constituent, they don't want to ignore you, because you ignore you, you're a voter. Congresswoman Etta Bernice Johnson, who just died, I'm still registered to vote in Texas. She was my congresswoman. Jasmine Crockett is now my congresswoman. So Jasmine was like, yeah, I got to go on Roland's show because his ass a constituent. He vote. See, the problem is we're not understanding politics. And so I'll say this here. I'm going to say it again. And this is why I do my show the way I do it. We got to teach our people politics. We got to teach them how the system works. We got to teach them. So Chokwe Lumumba, mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, water crisis there. Republicans like, man, the Biden folks ain't doing nothing for you. Chokwe said, I'm going to Capitol Hill to get the money. They said, they ain't doing nothing for you. What happened? Mayor Lumumba went to Capitol Hill. The Biden administration, the Democrats, $600 million. Then Republicans want to get involved. He said, no. Y'all to help me get the money, but now you want to participate. It's understanding levers of power. And so for people out there might be saying, oh yeah, Roland, okay, man, you all educated. Let me help y'all out. Mom and daddy never went to college. Mom and daddy graduated from high school. But mom and daddy were co-founders of a neighborhood civic club called Clinton Park Civic Club. And you know what happened? A whole bunch of brothers and sisters were like, man, y'all ain't gonna do nothing. You know how they started? They said, we're gonna do some trash pickup once a month. Then after 3 months, they said, well, no, we're gonna do something. You know, we're tired of these overgrown lots and these crack houses. How can we get these torn down? They figured out how to do so. We were tired of the crime in the neighborhood. So they said, they didn't say who's the police chief. No, who's the commander for this district? And went to them, knew him by name. So when stuff went down, he picked the phone up. I need to speak to Commander so-and-so. Mr. Martin, Ms. Martin, we're going to dispatch a unit out to look at this right now. And after 10 years, you know what happened? They said, you know, we need some new sidewalks. We need some new sewer systems. We need our park refurbished. We need that senior citizens, an old firehouse turned to a senior citizen center. In a decade, Clinton Park, where I was born and raised, changed because regular, ordinary people who did not go to college cared enough about their community, but they learned the political system. What I'm describing, every single person listening and watching can actually do. Again, my mama and daddy worked, had jobs. They had five kids. I lived this because we were free labor. We had to go drop the pamphlets off at people's doors or whatever. But they first cared enough about their community. And then they said, what do we want to see change? And now who can change it? And that's how this thing works. We didn't have no PACs. We didn't have no millionaires, no billionaires. Hell, we had no thousandaires. But the people got together and said, we can change this. And guess what? It started with five or six, then it grew to 10 to 20, then 30 to 40 and 50 and 100. And let me tell you something right now. There's no politician, if he or she sees 30, 40, 50, 100 people showing up for consecutive months, going to ignore them, Because you know what they doing? Them folks going to vote. And if I keep ignoring them, they going to light my ass up come election time. But we have got to care enough to actually get in the game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.